Week 4, our hidden treasures, pelvic anatomy. In this video, we are going to explore our very own hidden treasures through looking at our pelvic anatomy. Pelvic anatomy for women is still evolving. Every year, they discover new tissues and new erotic zones. So I encourage you to keep educating yourself, and I promise to keep you posted with all the latest and greatest. That said, we will begin discovering our hidden treasures with the muscles I feel play a crucial role in your pleasure. So let's jump into our hidden treasures. We'll first look at the outside of our body. We have the pubic bone or the mound of Venus, the outer lips or labia majora, the inner lips, labia minora, your clitoris, and the urethral opening. We also, of course, have your vagina, the cervix, your uterus, the ovaries, and the fallopian tubes. Here you can see the uterus, the urinary bladder, and the vagina. It's a very different angle, but it's good to see. I want to talk just for a second before we move forward about how the vagina is made. So if you look at this image, it shows these interweaving fibers, and your vagina is made in these fibers that twist around each other. And when your vagina is relaxed, it is a certain size. It's smaller. But when you get excited, the vagina actually expands and makes itself bigger and longer. It also can expand enough to bring a baby into the world. So your vagina is just absolutely amazing how it's designed. I just want to point out as well, the sacrum bone, a very, very important bone. This sacrum is crucial, the health of your sacrum, to the health of your pelvic floor. So very, very important part of your body. And we have the coccyx or the tailbone here. Okay. So we're going to look at the pelvic floor. And here, just if you look at zone B, all the way down to zone E, that's your pelvic floor. Look how deep it goes. There's many, many layers to your pelvic floor. So first, we're going to look at the lower pelvic floor, sometimes called the pelvic diaphragm. But it's just a set of muscles. You can have a look there. It's quite low. It ranges from, you can see your pubic bone there on the right all the way to the tailbone on the left. And so that's very, very interesting to see that. And then we have the upper pelvic floor, so it's a lot deeper inside. You can have a look at that. I'm going to describe those both shortly in a moment. Okay, so that upper floor level includes the levator ani. And before we move forward, I want you to find it in your own body. So take your own hands and place the part of your hand that's connected to your wrist right against your own hip bones and bring your fingertips together. And if you look down at the shape, it's like you're making a little V shape or a bowl shape. And that's approximately how that levator ani sits in your body. So you can see how it's not right at the opening of your vagina. It's quite deep inside. And this muscle is quite important for keeping where all your organs are in your body and also the health of your pelvis. Here's a side view of it. So you can see that V shape, just like we did with our own hands. Now, just for a moment, as you're sitting here looking, I want you to try to stand up without using your legs. Imagine you actually intend to go, oh, I'm going to stand up. And you'll feel like a pulling up sensation inside your pelvis and then a relaxation when you let go. Try that again. So try to stand yourself up and then relax. This is a really great exercise to do throughout the day, actually. Now I want to look at your transverse muscle. This is a muscle that runs from one sitting bone to your other sitting bone. Here's a better image of it. So if you can see, the muscle goes straight across the middle here of your PC muscle. The PC is the green part. The yellow muscle here, the transverse muscle, very interesting. And so I want you to locate that before we move forward. So taking one of your hands, I want you to take your hands, I want you to feel where that sitting bone is. Remember that pointy bone. Just kind of feel back to your pointy bones that you're sitting on. That's good. And now take your fingertips and bring them to the inside of that bone, meaning the part that is closest towards your anus and your vagina, towards your perineum. So that's where your fingertips are going to go. And then your hands, your fingers curl around that bone, and you're sort of cupping the bone in your hand. I hope you have that now. Now I'd like you to try to squeeze the butt cheek on the side that you're holding and see if you can feel some movement through your fingertips, and then release. There should be some movement. Squeeze and then release. And squeeze your bum just on that one side and release. Good. Now when you get more advanced or more sensitive, you can do the same thing without squeezing your bum. You can start isolating that transverse muscle in your pelvis and just get a little bit of movement under those fingers without overly using your bum muscles. Now, don't worry if other muscles respond, because they're geared to respond together. Just focus on the actual transverse. See if you can do the other side. So reach around, try the other side. See if you can put your fingertips back on the inside of that bone towards your anus perineum, cupping the bone, and then very gently squeeze the bum cheek on that side and notice any movement in your fingertips and release. Just do that a few times to really get a sense, isolate that area inside your body. And if you can, do it without squeezing your bum too much. See if you can just make a small movement on the inside. It might take some concentration. You can pause this video and play if you like, just to get a sense of that transverse muscle. Okay, so now we're going to go into your urogenital diaphragm muscle. It's not really a diaphragm, it is a muscle. And this is the continence muscle. Very, very important. This is what helps you keep your urine in your bladder when you want to keep it in the bladder, and also helps you release when you want to release. So the way to activate this is you bring your fingertips just above your own pubic bone. And what I want you to do is pull your pubic bone towards your chin. So you sort of tilt your pelvis forward and then you bring it back to neutral. You pull your pelvis forward and you bring it back to neutral. And if you do that well enough, you'll feel through your fingertips a gentle tightening of the lower abdomen. But inside, you're also working that urogenital diaphragm. So this is a really good, simple way of activating that muscle. The next muscle is your bulbospongiosus. It used to be called the bulbocavernosus. Anyways, it wraps around, as you can see, wraps around your vagina all the way up towards the clitoris. And this muscle is quite important. I want to show you another picture of it. So here it is in pink. And this muscle, it's been said that it's atrophied in human mammals, but not other mammals, and it's due to the fact that we sit so much. But I want you to have a look at where it is, and I want you to have a look at also the vagina, so the thing that looks like a carrot. And this bulbospongiosus, when you can start activating it, it actually is designed to help your vagina pull in a fingertip or pull in a jade egg or pull in whatever it is that you want to pull into your body. Your vagina is designed to both pull something in and to fully release and push something out. So we've gotten used to that pushing out place in our culture through birthing and things like that. But the pulling in is not very practiced. So just for a moment, and you may not be able to do this right now, but if you're comfortable, you can even place the tip of your finger just at the opening of your vagina and gently see if you can squeeze your fingertip and then release it. Just isolate that movement. Just a little bit. Squeeze and release. Don't worry if other muscles are squeezing. Just concentrate on that area. You will get more practice with this muscle when you start working with the jade egg practice. Okay, so I want to move on now to your clitoral legs. The clitoral legs are quite important. So what I'd like you to do, just to find them on your own body, is to make the peace symbol. I think it's actually the symbol for vagina power, but anyways, the peace symbol. And bring your fingers down so that the inside of the peace symbol, the part where your fingers join, is where you can put the glands of your clitoris, the sensitive part of your clitoris, that goes there. And then you'll notice how your fingers V away from each other. And if you were to actually feel the bony structure in this area of your body, you'd notice the same pattern in your bone. There's a V-shaped bone there. And along that V-shaped bone, we have the clitoral legs. So this is very important because we want to be able to massage outside the areas we normally touch in order to stimulate ourselves and bring more aliveness into the pelvis. So discovering your clitoral legs is a great thing. Now I want to talk about what's really famous. It's the pubococcygeus muscle, or the PC muscle. And you can see it's in a light green. And the shape of it is like a figure eight. So if you were to lean back in your chair and bring your fingers to your pubic bone, and then very gently bring them down the outside of your vulva, and then bring them across your perineum, that's the little bunch of skin between your vagina and your anus, and then down around your anus towards your tailbone. Sometimes it's hard to reach the tailbone, but do your best. And then you bring your hands back up around the other side of your anus, again over through your perineum and up the other side of your vulva back to your PC. Now you've traced that PC muscle. It's a figure eight. And I'd love for you to pause this video and just see if you can continue to trace very slowly with intent that shape of the figure eight on your own body and see if it can connect with this very important muscle. Now I want to jump into some important glands for sexual function. We're going to begin with the Skene's glands, or those little pink round things in the image. What you cannot see here is that their opening is on either side of your urethral opening. That's where your urine comes out of. And on either side of that opening, there's two little slits. And that's where the Skene's glands actually releases. And they're responsible for that feeling of external wetness. And they're also very, very sensitive and responsive to your own psychological state. So if you're not feeling safe or happy or even really connected with yourself, oftentimes they don't function. Now we're going to look at the Bartholin's glands, sometimes called the vulvovaginal glands. And those glands, the blue ones, you can kind of see that they drain right into the opening of the vagina. And typically, you only hear about these glands when they're infected. But they actually have a very, very important role. They produce this thick, viscous mucus and release it right at that opening point. And this helps to lubricate that whole opening area of your body. So I would say that they're really quite important. These glands tend to atrophy just because we don't use our pelvic floor very much. So being able to work your perineal area, massage your perineal area, is very important. In fact, if you are able to massage the area where the Skene's glands are and your Bartholin's glands are, you'll start making those glands a lot more functional and healthy. Okay, so the next point is your Hui Yin. The way in is how I playfully call it, or also known as your perineum. And the perineum is just that center piece of skin between your vaginal opening and the opening of your anus. So Very important point. There's lots of rich, rich blood vessels under your perineum. And actually, this is one of the spots where some women can be extremely orgasmic. It's just that we don't tend to give it much attention. So we're going to do some perineum breathing in the training. Here we have a typical and older image of the corpus cavernosum, which is sometimes known as the bulbs. And in this image, it's quite confusing because these actually happen to be two separate structures that influence each other. So let's look at some better images. In this one, you can clearly see the corpus cavernosum and the bulbs, which are sometimes called the vestibular bulbs or the clitoral bulbs, which are erectile tissue that are part of your internal clitoris. In the second image here, where you can clearly see them as two separate structures. The corpus cavernosum is part of your clitoris, which holds most of the blood when your clitoris is erect, which is very similar to what happens in a man's erection. The bulbs, however, are hidden under the area where you find your inner lips. They run along your clitoral body, your clitoral legs, sometimes known or called the crus, the urethra, the urethral sponge, although in this image we can only see the opening of the urethra, and your vagina, and they play a huge, huge role in pleasure for us. The more they swell, the more they activate everything they're connected to, so therefore the more pleasure and deliciousness and sensation we're going to have with penetration. What I find sad is that most of us don't pay much attention to these delicious pillows of love, and we miss out on a lot of yum. So you might want to spend some time discovering your own bulbs of love, and you can do this by gently using some oil and really just massaging the outer lips of your yoni. And notice that as they swell, and they're going to get quite big, which is fantastic, you'll be able to distinguish them a little more and also generate a lot more sensation for yourself in this area. So to finish this presentation on your hidden treasures, I don't want to forget to mention your suspensory ligament, which is what actually helps to lift your clitoral gland up to attention when you're aroused. And we're going to learn how to wiggle that independently a little later. We also have your ischiocavernosus muscles. And this plays a role in also keeping the blood from leaving your swollen or aroused clitoris. And it also plays its part in tightening the area around your vagina. So again, helping create more sensation. And then last but not least is your love muscle. This is the part that surrounds your anus. It is the back part of your PC muscle. And I call it the love muscle because with proper use, it can extend and expand orgasm and pleasure for us. So just a little reminder of your sexual reflexology or the psychosexual map, and to really approach your practice with a sense of gentleness, calmness, and relaxation. Very important. We are reprogramming the cellular memory of this area. So the more gentle and unrushed you are, the more powerful and potent your jade egg practice is going to be.